My name is Zoe Morgan, and this is the letter I wish I'd sent you. I didn't realize I loved you until you were gone, and I can't tell you how bad that hurts. I can't tell you that I don't stay up at night and wonder what life would be like if we still talked. I can't tell you how many times I've seen you and wondered if you still remembered my name, or my favorite color, or all the secrets I told you. I can't tell you how much it hurts when I have to whisper to myself, "He doesn't know who you are anymore." I can't tell you how much I miss the sound of your voice, the way you say my name, the way we were together. I can't say it doesn't tear me up inside because people ask if I know you, and I have to tell them no because in reality we haven't been close since we were 12, and I don't even know if your favorite color is still orange. I don't know if you still fight with your dad. I don't know who you're dating or who your sister's best friend is. I don't know what color you have your hair now, or if you ever started wearing glasses, or if you ever followed your dreams. I don't know if you still think of me from time to time or if you remember everything we did. What I do know, though, is that I have memorized every piece of who you were. I see your face in vivid color every time I close my eyes, and I know how much you loved me. I know how much it hurt when you told me you didn't want to play pretend anymore because we were too old. I know how much it hurt when your dad said you couldn't see me anymore, and you stopped responding to my text messages and stopped saying hi to me at school. I know how much it hurt when I saw you in the hallway and didn't even know who you were anymore. I know that I miss you, and that I did love you, and that I should have tried harder to keep you in my life, because losing you was my biggest regret. And even if you aren't the same little boy I grew up with, even if you aren't my best friend anymore, I can't stand the fact that our lives are heading in two separate directions, and I'll probably never know if you still love orange, and if you still rap in your free time, and if you still love the name Rocky, or if you still love football and river rafting and me. I know that I never got to say goodbye, and by the time you read this, if you ever do, you'll be a completely new person who maybe doesn't even remember chasing a crazy, wild little girl whose name changed every day. You probably don't even remember the little girl who said she had a different favorite color every day, even though we both knew it was always blue. Do you even remember when you loved me? When all I had to do to keep us was maybe hold on a little longer and try a little harder. It hurts because I never got to say goodbye, and neither did you. And there's this big, open wound sitting in the center of my chest, and the only thing that can sew it up is maybe closure. Hopefully, maybe one day I'll meet you in the streets, and it won't hurt to say hello, because we'll both be different people leading different lives, meeting for the very first time. But can I tell you a secret, stranger? I'll still tell you my name is Susan, and hope that you remember me, and that all our memories come flooding back, and that you'll tell me your name is Rocky, and that you aren't too old to play one last game of pretend with me.